Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Whew, we really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello, my name is Cadence. I am an Indigenous artist from Fort McKay First Nation, and yeah, I make music, and that's it, basically.
That's very cool. What kind of music?
Hip-hop and rap.
Okay, so hip-hop and rap. When did you start listening to it, or when can you recall your earliest memory of hip-hop and or rap?
My mom would always play it, like she was big into that.
Mm-hmm.
I was born 02.
Okay.
So it was, yeah, she was also very young at that time. So yeah, she really put me on to like 50 Cent and like, you know, like Biggie and like Pac and stuff. But I really found my own sense of hip hop for myself, like when I first started writing.
Mm.
And it was more so like I like to go back to like see the evolution of hip hop, but I also like where I found my own, like, the people that I liked and the people that inspired me.
Yeah.
You know, because they are big inspirations for the hip-hop game itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think finding people that you connect with and that you, like to listen to and, you know, like, deep dive into their story, it just hits a bit differently.
For sure.
So, yeah. When I first started making music, I listened to, like, Trippie Redd and Juice WRLD. And like that time, I think it was like 2016, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Because I started writing like that year.
Okay.
2017.
What do you think inspired you to start writing?
So I got my heart broken.
Yeah, there we go.
My first heartbreak, which, thank you.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't happen, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't have created all those songs.
Facts.
And maybe I would have, just in a different, you know, maybe like a different vibe or a different time.
Yeah.
But I did have to go through that to really get that, you know?
Yeah, well, you look at great albums like Don't Speak by No Doubt, or mm-hmm. like all of Amy Winehouse's Back in Black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not for Heartbreak, those amazing albums don't exist.
Yeah.
Just like, period. So, when you said you go back and you were looking at old school hip hop, how far are you going back? Are you going back to like Boogie Down Production and KRS-One out of New York and Melly Mel and them? Or are you like stopping in the 90s when you're listening to like Tribe Called Quest, Biggie Smalls, Nas? Like, how far are you really listening? Because when I listen, like, I grew up, I'm old, and I like grew up listening to rap in particular, and because I'm from the 80s, that's what I listen to. But
yeah.
Now when I go back and listen, or I listen or show my son that kind of music, when he's listening to pretty simple rudimentary beats and raps compared to what we listen to now, he gets kind of bored, which I totally understand. The nostalgia is there for me, not for him.
Yeah.
So like, what kind of genre did you kind of stick with when you're going back into your rap history?
Well, I actually watched, like, I like to watch hip hop evolution on Netflix, just to like,
yeah.
It's kind of, you know, like they did pave the way for young artists like me, upcoming
mm-hmm.
artists after me, and then all of us in between, you know?
Yeah.
So I do like to know like where it started, how it started, where it
yeah.
came from.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily listen to them like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's just the knowledge of knowing who came before me and like what it was, what it had to be, and what it's becoming.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The evolution is wild. And even some of the rappers now. Like, I did a gratitude video a few days ago, so I just shouted out three rappers. I believe I shouted out ASAP Rocky, Freddie Gibbs, and there was somebody, Vince Staples. Mm. So, like, rap has changed completely, but, like, when you listen to some of the stuff from the 80s that I used to listen to, like, those three, completely different.
Yeah.
It's nuts. So, like, who are you listening to currently?
Right now, I'm really big on J. Cole. I really like Kendrick's album that he just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite song on there is Man at the Garden.
Okay.
That one hit me differently.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving back from Saskatchewan. I was doing a acting workshop out there with the youth in a reservation called Cumberland House.
Okay.
Cumberland House Cree Nation. It's pretty dope out there. But yeah, me and Dale just listened, Dale's my manager. We just listened to the whole album on the way back. And yeah, like there was a lot of great songs on there, but that was the one that stuck out with me the most.
Nice.
And yeah, big on J. Cole. Love Nicki, you know, she's a big inspiration. I also like listening to the indigenous artists, rap artists, hip-hop artists that are on the come up or that have been here, you know.
Yeah.
I actually worked with a few this year.
Yeah.
My music actually started popping off this year, which I'm forever grateful for, but like Sakani, he's an indigenous artist from Squamish Nation in BC.
Okay.
And Dakota Bear, Northside Baby, Stella Standing Bear. Like, you know, it's just like they're doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But they're also on a level where I'm trying to be, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it is cool working with them, seeing their, like, the way they work and, like, just, it's their own way of doing it.
Yeah.
But we're all in this together, you know?
Very
also,
cool.
Justice Guy really helped, like, put me on this year.
Yeah.
Brought me to one of her shows, actually two of her shows.
Cool.
And, yeah, she's just been, like, a really great mentor for me, so.
Nice. So these shows that you're going to perform, like, where are you going? Is it primarily Alberta? Is it Canada or outside? Like, where are you performing?
I did one show in Vancouver at the Turtle Island Festival. Okay. Dakota Bear and it's called Turtle Island Fest.
Okay.
sorry. But yeah, so that was in August and that was really fun. That was my first time like actually like being asked to perform in like a big like venue, you know, like an actual festival. So that was really dope.
Yeah.
And I did a show by myself back in Fort Mackay for Treaty Days.
Cool.
I had like an hour set to myself, just like
an hour.
It was crazy. Like it was so fun though. Yeah, I just like it was mine, you know. It was just
wow.
But
you must have a catalog of music to perform for an hour.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of unreleased music.
Okay.
I'm actually releasing an EP on the 20th, so that's my first EP, my first project.
Okay.
Because I just been dropping singles, so which is good, you know, sharing like sharing new stuff and finding different vibes and stuff. Also, the people I've been collaborating with helped me a lot to like find different sounds, you know, which is really nice because I'm not like stuck on the same sound, but like I'm comfortable with that. So I think like getting out of that comfort zone is I would say like creativity dies in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So if I'm comfortable, I'm just like, you know, like, yeah, it sounds good, but like, what else could I do, you know?
Yeah.
So I like to see what's new. But, yeah. And then I did two shows. Well, I went to two shows with Jessa in Saskatchewan. So that was fun, going down to Regina and Saskatoon.
Mm.
Yeah. And then we did our song together at one of her shows.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so much fun.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's been.
An hour's a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I go to festivals like with DJs, like EDM festivals and stuff. And so like when an artist is putting on a set for an hour, that's one thing. Like it's a lot of work, and I know those guys put in like time and effort. But when you see somebody also then going up there and performing for that amount of time, when it's just like you, that's a lot. That's a lot of breath work.
It was, it was a lot. Like, it actually was a lot. You know, I did my rehearsals and obviously my, like, pre-performance, like, how I get myself ready. But it's still, like, that was the first time I've ever performed that long.
Yeah.
So, but it was, like, a good learning experience. Also, just, like, a good experience overall. Like, I was back home. Like, this is where it all started, you know? So, to bring that back to where, like, where I grew up and sharing that with my community, that was just like, I'll always remember that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, I have a question. I don't know if you're doing this yet in your career, but from time to time, like myself and Tanner, we throw raves. Mm. And so we're always hiring different artists. Mm-hmm. And with those artists comes a rider.
Okay.
Do you have a rider yet that you ask for when you perform?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, well, think about it one day. Some of the riders we get are pretty interesting. Like, it's typical stuff. People will ask for, like, booze or cigarettes or some stuff.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, like, we had one artist who's like, Pokemon cards.
Oh, okay.
And we're just like, okay, so you can have fun with it.
Yeah.
We had another artist that just asked for water. Because, like, we like to have fun with the riders.
Uh-huh.
So they just asked for water. So I was like, well, that's boring. I got to make that fun. So I literally bought every bottle of water I could find at the grocery store and went to the corner store. So, like, I bought, like, Aquafina. I bought, like, Canadian Spring, like, Fiji.
Yeah.
And then he showed up to his room and he's just like, what the hell? I was like, enjoy your water, bro.
I like that. That was nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually, so I didn't really know what a rider was. I was just, like, going to ask Dale. But, yeah, okay, I got to think about it now because I'm like, I do like that.
They ask for fun stuff. We're like, we've hired a few artists out of America, so we always put like a Canadian care package for them. Like, they don't get Coffee Crisp. They don't know about Tim Hortons. We always take them to A&W and get them like the onion rings, and it blows their mind. We've had three artists from America fly up now, and like A&W has been the spot for them.
Dope.
So think about it. As you grow as an artist, like, you got to ask for cool stuff before. So
for sure.
Yeah. Like, Pokemon cards was the funniest one.
I like that.
Yeah, so anyways, so how do you get your music out there? Like, in this day and age, it's not like what it used to be in regards to...
Yes.
So, like, what is... How are you doing it currently?
So, social media a lot, you know, posting little snippets in there. My distribution. I used TuneCore when I first started, but then I switched over to DistroKid, which is a bit better for me. I kind of like working with them, you know. It's just more easier. There's not a lot of, like... With TuneCore, it was just, like, a lot of restrictions, I feel.
Okay.
Like, with creativity. Just, like, cover art stuff, and I was like, okay, like, that's kind of lame, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so DistroKid is just very, you just do what you do, you know?
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah, social media is helping a lot. Like, connections, people that I know. Mm-hmm. Dylan's also very big on getting it out there. I don't know, like, who his connections are, like, who he talks to, but he's just, like, always promoting my music, you know?
Yeah.
Like, basically a walking ad, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dylan. But, yeah, so just like that. And then also me going out to different shows. I live in Vancouver currently.
Okay.
Yeah, I just spent a year out there doing acting school. Graduated that in September, and then now I've just been looking for jobs and in the studio a lot.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you said something about cover art there.
Uh-huh.
So, like, back in the day, when I had to buy a CD and or a cassette tape, like, you didn't get to listen to the music first. Mm. You were, like, literally, like, picking up that album and looking at the cover art. So it was very important that, like, your cover art was on point.
Yeah.
So... And it's very creative in regards to you've written and written, you're performing something.
Mm-hmm.
You have a visual of what it is. So when it comes to that piece of art that's outside of your creative scope, how do you collaborate, or is that you doing that as well?
I have ideas. Dylan has been the one that's been doing, like, creating them all.
Okay.
From everything from Blue Shoes up until now has been him.
Okay.
Whether that's him photoshopping stuff, AI, like, piecing things together, editing photos of me that I get taken by a photographer that I met at Turtle Line Fest. So I'm glad that we connected there because she's so dope. Like, I love her so much.
Because
She's like a fast, like, don't just, like, stand there and pose. Like, I move a lot when I take photos.
Right.
So she was very good at, like, capturing, you know, like, the essence of in the moment, which I really like.
Okay.
Because every time that Dill takes a photo of me, he's like, stop moving. And I'm like, I can't help it. Like, I can't. It was all Dill. Ever since Blue Shoes, which basically that's where people started finding me.
Yeah.
Well, that song, like, really put me on. So
okay.
I'm always rocking Blue Shoes.
Yeah, where does that come from?
funny story. So me and Dill we were helping out. I was a team manager and he was a coach for the first all Indigenous football team for the Canada Cup.
Yeah.
That was hosted in, where was that hosted? In Ontario, I think. Mm-hmm. This was last year. And our colors are red and blue. Mm-hmm. So him and another coach got matching blue shoes. And then they were like, well, we should get Kaden something. Like, you know, she's been doing a lot for us out of appreciation and stuff. Yeah. So they got me the same blue shoes. Aww. And I was like, oh my God, that is so nice. I'm never wearing these outside of this game. Yeah. And they were like, because I'm always rocking like either black or white, you know, keep it basic.
Yeah.
So then he was like, oh, okay. And I had to like sit with them. Like I wore them to the game, obviously.
Yeah.
But then I brought them to Van. And then I was like, let's just put them on, you know, let's just wear them today. Let's just see how we feel. Because I haven't worn them since the game.
Right.
So, wore them, rolled around the city, and I was like, I like that. So, the line in the song is, rolling around the city, stepping out brand new, running through the motions with my shades and blue shoes.
Yeah.
So, it kind of just, you know, it was like, that was so real of that. Like, it was just what I was doing. It just kind of came about. But yeah, so thanks, Dale, for getting me shoes that I didn't want at the time. But, you know, look at us now.
That's hilarious. So is Nike your brand for shoes primarily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always rocking Nikes.
What type of Nikes?
Whatever these are.
Okay. So that is the look of the shoe that you're going for.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, you'd primarily go black.
Oh yeah, black or white.
And okay, and so these are the ones that you're going with now
then? No, these are my third pair of blue shoes.
Oh,
my first pair, I wore them to the show at Trudy Days in Fort MacKay.
Yeah.
And it's the red, so it's, you know, kind of, don't, that's why I wear normally black shoes. I'm, you know, being younger, it's very, very not,
don't. The shoes are going to get dirty.
Yeah, 100%.
They're not going to stay white.
No, never.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wore them there. And we went to the river, and I just messed them up completely.
Yeah, of course you did.
There was no way, know?
Done.
It was just, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my bad for wearing them. But ever since then, I had to get a new pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these are my newest ones, so.
That's the way to do it. No, they're going to get dirty. I grew up here in Fort McMurray, and my birthday's in February.
Ooh.
And so for my birthday one year, I asked for white Air Force Ones. And so I got them, and I was so excited, and then like I just looked outside, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna have to wait months until I can wear these. Like I took them to school, but even in the school, they're gonna get dirty.
Yeah,
like, white shoes here are not your friend.
Nah.
And like sneakers are so expensive now.
Yeah.
Like sneakers used to be so cheap. There's this one pair of sneakers I want so badly. Anybody, if you want to send it to me, I will take them and I'll wear them. I promise. They're the Ben & Jerry Air Dunks.
Okay.
Oh, they're a beautiful shoe. Nike, like anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like $5,000.
That's crazy.
And that's stupid for a pair of shoes. And like, especially if for a pair of shoes, like I will wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a matter of like, oh, I don't, I'll put it in a, no.
Yeah.
Whatever I buy, I utilize and I wear it. But shoes never used to be that expensive. Like I can drop like a few hundred on some shoes, but not $5,000.
Nah, that's
dollars.
Crazy.
That's stupid.
That's actually crazy.
Stupid. So, man, get big enough. Put it on your rider.
Yeah.
You can give me those shoes. I'll take them from you.
I like that.
Yeah. So, out in MacKay, there's another indigenous group. Like, I've seen them perform twice now. I forget their name, unfortunately.
ABO.
There we go.
Yes.
So, like, do you know them? Do you collaborate with them? Like, how is this music scene coming out of Northern Alberta?
So they've been around. Like, even before I think I started making music, they were still making music.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in it for a while now. I actually worked with one of the artists. I used to work with one of the artists back at the radio station.
Okay.
That's where it all came about.
Okay.
So in my free time when I was working there, I would, like, when I wasn't working, I was working on my music.
Mm.
But yeah, her name's Bubbins. Bubbins Baby, I think that's what she goes by. That's her artist name.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do know her.
She's a female in the group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's a female.
Wild impressive.
Yeah, she's dope.
Like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, I remember them from 2 years ago at Rock the Rails.
Okay.
And I was there this year. And my lord, like, she was insane. I was not ready for it.
Yeah.
Like, she's slick with her words.
Wait.
And, like, I felt bad. They performed, and they brought this whole, like, crew of people with them.
Mm.
And as soon as they were done performing, and they left, everybody left. So the next artist, I was like, you gotta bring your fans.
Yeah, word. Yeah, I did that at Turtle Island Fest.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so new there. You know, I don't really know. I'm just getting into it.
Yeah.
So I had to do that there. Like, my friends from school all came. It was the day of our graduation.
Oh,
so,
what?
Yeah, I know. Oh, it was crazy. Pulled up there, did my set. Stayed for a bit. They all left a little bit before me just to go get ready.
Yeah.
I tried to stay as long as I could. Went to grad, went back, and then went to the after party for the... Yeah, it was a really long day, but it was so worth it. Met so many great people. Like, it was just, such great vibes.
That's awesome. What a memorable day.
I know. I look back at it, and it was just, it was so fun.
That's sweet. Well, listen, on that note, we are unfortunately out of time.
Oh, no.
I know. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Shout out Dill, obviously. If you know Dill, you know Dill. Shout out my grandma, yo. Most for my grandma. I don't even know where I'd be right now. Shout out Former Cat Radio Station for putting me on, for letting me do what I do to get where I'm going. Shout out you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.